Here's Huma Sheikh, PhD candidate at Florida State, on her first encounter with a Florida hurricane.
September 8, 2017. You look around your bedroom, the looming whitewashed walls, wooden office desk, desktop computer, the dusk-shadowed window. You scrub your bare heels against the rugs, your only chance before the house becomes a ruin, buried under flooding waters, drenched inland. You evacuate the next morning with your two classmates you met at last week's new students' welcome party. Mississippi is your home, Whitney had said when you told her about your experiences in Texas and Southern hospitality. Now on your way to Mississippi, you think of how your words had sent some message out to the angels, picked up by her parents in Mississippi. Between granola bars and sips of coffee, turning your head toward Mac the cat in the back seat and occasionally patting him while he lap cuddles with Tiffany, you realize you haven't really left Tallahassee. The spinning eye drops in close to them, the monstrous waves carrying the debris of Cuba, Puerto Rico, and Florida Keys turn the whole town red and brown. September 11, 2017, a sunny Monday morning in Jackson, Mississippi. Whitney's dad calls out from the living room. TV says Hurricane Irma hit Tallahassee as a tropical storm. You jump out of the kitchen onto the back porch garden. A purple-black butterfly feeds on daisies. Molly the dog slips under your chair, slithers around your legs. This day's end, the butterfly moves from flower to flower, floating on a little wind like Whitney's parents' feet, dancing the kitchen sing-along. Carpenters, we've only just begun harmonizing.